there. This is Dr. Ron Graham, and this is your moment of clarity. I'm here with J-Rock, host of The Sports Fix. And The Sports Fix is Cleveland's fastest-growing sports talk radio show. Now, I love Cleveland. I love Cleveland sports, and I love The Sports Fix. But, J-Rock, you got to tell me why it's the fastest-growing show.
Well, the easy answer is that I looked at how fast every show is growing, and ours is growing faster than everyone else's. But that's just being sarcastic, of course. Ron, thanks for talking to me, too. This is pretty cool. But that really is it. I mean, in the less than 6 months that this incarnation of the Sports Fix has been going, and of course, you know, maybe some of the people listening don't know, but the show has been on for 5 years, and we've switched formats and time slots, and we were once a week. Now we're daily, and we're doing our thing, and we've really put together a strong distribution network and used the first 6 months of doing things this way. And with what we've done, we've grown and increased at such a fast rate that kind of common sense adds up into being the fastest growing show on town. But dollar for dollar, person for person, the rate that we are growing is most definitely right up there with anybody else in town.
I'm so pleased to hear it. Now, I've been around, you know, following the show for the last couple of years myself, so I've been watching this growth that you've been experiencing in the last 6 months. Would you say that, now, of course, you know, we're Cleveland sports fans. We live and die Cleveland, of course. But would you say that right now is a better time to be a sports talk host in Cleveland than usual?
Well, you've been listening to my show because it's a better time to be a sports fan and listener, whatever you want to call it. It's just a good time to be a sports fan in Cleveland, all told, because really every team in town is just on an uprise. These next few years, I think, are going to be a really fun, interesting time to be a Cleveland sports fan. But I agree there, too, as well. It is. And that ties right into what we do. I told you, remember when we sat down for your first article, Ron, I said that, you know, we cannot be the same as everyone else. Number one, because if they wanted the same as everyone else, then what's the point of listening to me? You could just listen to everyone else. And number two is, you know, we talked about the state of sports talk radio, and that's no offense to anybody in particular that's doing it. Everybody has their own way and their own style. But one of the things I stressed to you before is being different, being an alternative. Now, that doesn't mean that when there's a huge story involving the Cleveland Browns that I actively try to look for something else to talk about. That's not what being an alternative means. Obviously, if it's big and it's breaking, we're talking about it, taking phone calls. I mean, really, with such an interactive universe, I guess you'd call it, of listeners and audience that we have, it really makes that unique. But we avoid lowest common denominator radio, which is what I call it, which is rather than take the time to come up with the various things to talk during the off season, to talk about the Cleveland Indians. I mean, matter of fact, this week we've talked Tribe, I think, three times this week, you know, and the Indians are off season. You know, it's learning how to balance, how to give not just equal time, but, you know, appropriate time to everything. There's so much different stuff to talk about. And of course, you're going to talk more about the Browns during the Browns season. You know, some people complain about the media bias when it comes to the Browns. This is a football town, and we all know that. I don't have a problem. One of our listeners, my buddy Bruce, him and I get into this all the time because he's big on the media bias and how last week he pointed out that the Browns got on the cover of the Plain Dealer for defeating the Ravens, and it took the playoffs for the Indians to get the cover of the Plain Dealer, you know. And long story short, of course, the Plain Dealer's there to sell newspapers, and that picture of the Browns sells more newspapers than vote for Mayor Jackson or whatever the story would have been that day on the news. So, yeah, that's right. But that's that, you know, it's that mindset. During the football season, I think, hey, it's perfectly appropriate to, you know, talk a ton of Browns throughout the season because that's what we do. This is football. And you talk Browns at draft time, and you talk Browns when free agency kicks off, and you talk Browns a little bit maybe as you get close to, you know, getting to the camps and you get close to training camp and stuff like that. But when you see the Indians in the middle of a pennant race and sports talk hosts would rather spend their entire 3 or 4 hour block talking about who are the Browns going to draft or something that's completely irrelevant because it's easy. It's easy radio. It's easy to get a reaction. Guess what? If I wanted to blow up my phone lines right now, I can go on tomorrow and talk about LeBron James and how he crapped on the city of Cleveland and I could fire people up, but that's easy. And I would have a great show. I would get off the air. People would be like, wow, that was a great show. The fans were calling in the whole show. But that's lowest common denominator radio is the point of what I'm trying to say. And that's wrong. That's what I'm trying to avoid. And I think that little by little, by focusing, we obviously talk about everything, but I talk specifically, go out of my way to find Doug Plagans and talk Lake Erie Monsters. We talk to Chris Moore and Al Pawlowski and Coach Waters, and we cover the CSU Vikings. We try to talk a little bit about everything, you know, just be a well-rounded sports show. And luckily, the people that listen to our show, I think, seem to really like what we're trying to do.
Well, and I noticed that, too. I listened to your interview with Jessica Evil Eye on the previous show. That was amazing. And I appreciate
a bad mamma jamma right there.
That's right. And I appreciate what you do with the high school football teams during football season as well. But what that says to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what it says to me is that it's not only about having the best show that you can have, but you're actually trying to cultivate a better sports fan. A more well-rounded sports fan. We're all going to be all about Cleveland, but you're going to make us happier and more. You're going to make us feel better about ourselves for being all about Cleveland.
Well, that's part of it. You know, there's so much negativity that I do. Of course, we're not just happy homers, but I do stress trying to look at some things more from the positive side than the negative, because there's so many people, and this is also what I talk about with the laziness of other people, especially in sports talk radio, is negativity sells is something that people like to say. And I say, no, there's a plate. Listen, if there's something to be talked about, if it's negative, we're going to talk about it. But sometimes that's the easy way to get through a conversation. So we try to look at things a little bit perspective. I'm big on that word, you know, Ron. I say that all the time, keeping things in perspective. Because at the end of the day, sports is very important. It's what I do for a living. It's what a lot of people, obviously in our business, do for a living. And a lot of people at home live and die by it. But at the end of the day, you don't actually live and die by it. It's something that distracts you from everything else that's part of the real life. So you got to keep... You've got to keep perspective at all times, and that's one of the things that we also try to do here. And when you say cultivate a smart sports fan, I don't want to say it like that, because it's not like we're not educating you like you need to be taught something. But you do have a good point, like when it comes to the Monsters. I'm a big fan of the Monsters and the value that they bring. I just think they're a great team, a good organization, and a fun time and a value for people here in Cleveland. So what we do when we talk Monsters is we talk about the X's and O's for Monsters fans because they want to hear that. But we try, like every week, you've noticed that we try to leave, Doug says something, we give him some reason. If you've never been, that's one of our talking points lately. If you've never been to a Monsters game, Doug, give him one reason to go to this week's game. And we've been doing that throughout the season because it's not like, oh, we're smarter than you because we watch the Monsters. Not at all. It's just that a lot of times, me personally, I'll see things on TV, it'll blow past me, I won't catch it. But then if somebody says something to me and they go in detail and they grab my attention, then I might go, hey, you know what? I'm going to go check out that thing that Ron was talking to me about or whatever. And so I try to do that. I just try to say, hey, you know, we might not have known this was out there.
Well, and in doing so, you know, you're not just promoting the Monsters, but you're promoting Cleveland in general.
Exactly.
The Browns are not playing every day. And even in the summertime, the Indians are not playing every day. And sometimes we as sports fans want a little bit more sports.
Like this week was a great example. The Browns and the Buckeyes are both on their bye weeks this week. I have had so much fun during this week's four broadcasts that we've had this week because we have been able to schedule a lot of people that I've been trying to schedule that you don't have room for everybody. We've only got limited amount of slots per week. So this week, with that, we're still talking Browns, talk Buckeyes. We do midweek season. We got our various guests throughout the week that are specifically to those guys. We do our grades and all of that. So, of course, we're still talking Browns and Buckeyes, but we've had, like I said, multiple tribe segments this week from different angles of free agency and some things that are going down there. Cavs. We were able to get Fred McLeod on here, talk Cavs. We've got Chris Moore. We were able to dive into Cleveland State more in depth than we have recently this week. The Monsters. Jessica I finally able to catch up with her after her big win in UFC, and that's Cleveland's pride. She fits that perfectly. We're helping promote Vince McKee's book, Cleveland's Finest. We've been able to do that more this week. Tomorrow, Michael Hutter, he's in TNA Wrestling. He's Ethan Carter III. He's somebody, I trained him. I've been trying to fit him in on the show forever. Now I have an opportunity. So this week gave us the chance to talk about so much different stuff. The Rubber Ducks, the Akron Rubber Ducks. Yeah. Tim Haggerty, author of Root for the Home Team. It's a book about minor league team names and where they come from. It was the perfect segue to get him on the show and talk. It was great stuff. So I've really enjoyed this week specifically because the Browns have been down. We're still talking Browns, but we're talking about so much other stuff.
Well, I have to tell you, I can tell from listening to the show that you're having a lot of fun, and why shouldn't you? I mean, being able to talk.
That's what we do. We have fun.
That's right. Being able to talk sports with people who love sports has to be one of the greatest jobs in the world. And being able to do it, and I'm coming back to the positivity thing, you know, we have come from a recent sports tradition, what with the drive and the fumble and the move and several other things that have happened, the shot and who knows all else. We've come to be the kind of sports fans that are waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Exactly, and that's natural because the way things are in Cleveland. But Ron, since you listen to the show every day and you follow and you're in the chat rooms and the social media and stuff like that, so you see people's reactions, you could point to the last few weeks of the Browns. I can show you specific people during the shows that have messaged me and said, you've kind of changed my thought, like whether it was the Browns that week, like the week they debuted Jason Campbell. You know, I came out here and said, look, I'm not going to tell you guys to build a parade and a statue for Jason Campbell, but I am telling you, because every other station in town, you can say what you want, whether you're talking FM or AM, all you heard that week was the bum third string quarterback, Jason Campbell's even worse than Brandon Whedon. Oh my God, what are the Browns fans going to see this weekend? I know, because they're going nuts during the show, like just panicking, and I'm like, listen, guys, and I just went through my reasoning why I thought that was not the case and why I thought things were going to be okay and why I thought he was going to be successful. I didn't anticipate him being as successful as he's been, but I said, you guys are going to be surprised. And there were so many people that week, the Minnesota week with Brian Hoyer, several times this season that said, man, I'm glad I listened because you made me feel better today about being a Browns fan. That's part of what we're trying to do.
And I totally value that. It's one of the reasons that I'm on board with the show myself. Let me ask you something, J-Rock.
Ask away.
What would you say is the biggest single surprise that you've run into dealing with fans on the radio?
Ooh, man, that's give me some more guidance on that question. Like, what do you mean
okay.
Surprise?
How do the fans surprise you on the phone or via the internet?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways. You get surprised every day whether somebody's got a different opinion or, you know, sometimes, I mean, a lot of times, I don't want to say I use our audience as like experimental type of, you know, not like a bunch of guinea pigs, but I do. I love human psychology. I love seeing how people interact, how they react to things. And, you know, so a lot of times I like to put things out there and kind of see how they react. And like I said, in the one chat room alone, Mixler, all of our platforms, we've got so much different distribution. And the one, it's a nice little chat room where I'll just sit back. Sometimes they're having a conversation. It goes along with what I'm talking about, but they're just going off in their own thing. And sometimes, like, I have to stop myself from laughing at some of the things that I see them say while I'm trying to focus on doing the show. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of different ways you could say surprise, but I mean, that's one of them. And, you know, how quickly, and it's because I shouldn't say I'm surprised. I've lived here my whole life and I've felt just like everybody else, but sometimes I'm surprised at how quickly people are ready to jump off the deep end on something rather than just sit down, talk through it. That's one of the things we talk about, Ron.
Right.
It's like,
we were talking about that.
Let's
before.
Talk
They're
about it.
For the other shoe to drop.
And then at the end, if you still go, man, J-Rock, that's great what you just said, but I'm still telling you this, then that's cool. But like, go through that. Have the discussion. Have some fun. Talk about it. Look at different angles. I love to hear from somebody on or off the air. I love to hear from people that have the opposite opinion of me, not because I want to argue with you and not because I want to prove to you that I'm right and you're wrong, because I want to know the thought process that made you come to the conclusion that you did. Because then if I know that, then I can figure out my thought process and maybe I can see, well, you know what though? We have a lot of similar ground here that we're ignoring because of this one main thing at the end. And so you start to lay some of that similar ground out there, and all of a sudden people are like, you know what? Now I know what he was talking about. I still don't agree with him, but now I see why he was saying it. Just conversation, discussion. That's what we do. Not, oh, you're an idiot because you don't believe in what I believe in. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Or, you know, I love the line. I hear it on the FM dial a lot when I used to listen, is that, well, anybody that thinks that doesn't know the first thing about football. Really? Like I said earlier, we were talking on the show about bullying, and feelings are feelings. Whether you think a guy should or shouldn't feel that way, you cannot tell somebody your feelings were wrong. You can't.
That's right.
That's your feelings. You own them, and you cannot tell them. Nothing in a conversation makes me worse than when I go, I feel this, and they go, no, that's not true. And I'm, how? It's how I feel. What do you mean it's not true? That's how I feel about a certain situation. So that drives me nuts. I think the way I see, more than anything else, I think it's the way I see some of the other people around town, and not all of them, because there's some great guys out there, you know. I could start giving names or whatever. One guy I will specifically name, Munch Bishop. He, to me, he's awesome. A guy like Munch is out there hardworking. He's one of us. He's a Clevelander, but he's straight up with the face. He wears his heart on his sleeve like I do, but he doesn't allow it to cloud his judgment. He doesn't talk down to his – he appreciates the audience that he has, the opportunity that he has. I've told him before, and we're not like personal friends. We're acquaintances. We know each other. I've told him before. I said, man, I look up to you and what you've done, because he's a guy that shows that you can do it the right way, that you can be one of the good guys and still make a name for yourself in what we do.
And I think you're breaking tradition a little bit, because I think in the earlier days of Cleveland sports talk radio, it was pretty much par for the course for the host to basically hang up on a guy with a couple of choice insults if the caller didn't agree.
How though? That might have worked in the day where there were three experts in a sport and they all had a show, because there was limited everything back right then. There were only three channels on the TV. There were only, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So nowadays, everybody's a quote-unquote expert. I mean, and there are fans out there that know so much about. There's so many people that I talk to that know, to an extent, the X's and O's and the N's. They're so much more educated to the sport than what we do. But what drives me nuts is that our fans are so smart, but sometimes they'll let somebody else tell them how to think. That's why when a guy calls into the show, I'm just going to throw something out there. Colt McCoy's a bum. I'm just going to throw that out there. The first question I have is Colt McCoy, give me your reasons, or are you just saying that because that's what everybody else said? Are you just saying that because you're, because I think a lot of times people in Cleveland, especially when they call radio shows, they're kind of shamed into feeling a certain way, because if you don't, then you're going to have not just the host, your buddies are going to hear the host say, oh, you're that idiot from Cleveland that said this, that, and the other thing. So you're forced to go along. Do you know how many people will come up to me now and say, I knew from the beginning that Brandon Whedon was terrible? No, you did not. Because last year, there were very few people like myself. ALG from Cleveland Sports 360 goes a little further than I do, but from the get-go that didn't like him. But I'm telling you that I know for a fact that there was a certain FM station in town that practically put up a Brandon Whedon banner, hung up on every caller all season long, that didn't think Brandon Whedon was going to be the next stud quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And really, there were so many people that I talked to, and I'd be like, but why do you feel that way? Is it because you saw him throw clay pigeons on the video? Is that what makes you feel that way? It's because so-and-so and so-and-so told you for hours after hours after hours that this guy is great. Never mind the fact that so-and-so and so-and-so's radio station also has a contractual agreement with the Cleveland Browns. We'll put that out of the equation completely, but you've got also that kind of thing to take into equation too. But it bothers me, because I feel a lot of times people are so smart, and if they just talk through things themselves, they come to a different conclusion, and it drives me nuts when they feel beaten down or embarrassed. And there's a lot of a friend of mine, the best way he ever put it is, you know what, I get so beaten down by the argument that I just stop arguing and I just go, you're right, Brandon Whedon's great.
And this happens not only with sports, but pretty much in everything that has to do with life. We can only take so much. Again, we come back to the negativity thing. I mean, it makes us wait for the other shoe to drop, and it also makes us just want to get out of the conversation.
I mean, Ron, if it's deserved, then of course you talk about something negative. If it's deserved, there's a reason for it, then you do. And even then, do you sit there and talk about the same thing the same way over and over again, or do we address it and start talking about solutions? Because that's the other way to talk about a problem, you know? Like, I mean, the same thing now, like Brandon Whedon, since his name's already out there, there's still some people that want to keep going to that conversation when it comes to the Browns. To me, in week 10 in the bye, sitting where we're sitting and looking at the rest of the season, I don't know, unless you're going to look at should something happen to Jason Campbell, how does Brandon Whedon merge his way into your Browns conversation at this point in the season, except to look back and go, well, if he wasn't the quarterback, we might have 5, 6, 7 wins by now. But how does he belong in the conversation now? He doesn't. It goes back to what I said earlier, lowest common denominator. Guess what? You just say the name Brandon Whedon, and you've got half a dozen Browns fans ready to light pitchforks and go to town. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's easy. It's like LeBron. No, it's like Art Modell.
Like
it's
Chris
easy.
Perez.
Chris Perez.
Yeah.
Talk about Chris Perez and boom, they will go to town.
Exactly.
So that's lowest common denominator. Now, if Chris Perez's name is in the news, that's great. But I watch a lot of times people not fabricate, but they create their own news so they can talk about it.
Right. Exactly. Or perhaps complain about it more than anything else. Let me ask, here's another question for you. Now, you've gotten to the place where you're trying to get around a standard, your basic complaining audience. How are your sponsors reacting to your approach?
Well, in reality, my sponsors, and I'm very lucky, I work with some really great people. We've got a few that have been with us from the beginning and a few more that are coming on board later on down the line here. So I'll be honest with you. Now, some of them listen to the show, and as sports fans, we have, just like you and I, though, oh, J-Rock, what were you talking about? You know, like when one guy that works at one of the places that we work with loves LeBron. So, oh, I hope he comes back. So him and I will have some great LeBron conversations, you know. But they do me the solid of they don't get it. Whatever I do, I do. Basically, as long as, you know, whatever we're promoting, whatever we're working on works for them, then, you know, I'm very good. I'm blessed. I work with some good people that let me do my thing as long as my thing turns into what they want. You know, like working with Harry Buffalo. I mean, Harry Buffalo could care less what I talk about because every week we're putting a couple hundred people in there for the Browns game. So as far as they're concerned, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. But, you know, I always do keep that in mind, too. But like I said, luckily, that's one of the cool things about being independent and doing what we're doing. Luckily, the only people that I have to keep happy are the people that listen to the show within reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Got to stay true to yourself to some extent.
Well, but what I mean is, like, I don't have to worry about the Cleveland Browns renewing my contract next year like every other radio station in town does, because there's only three people talking sports in this town, and two of them have a contract with the Cleveland Browns. So, you know, I don't have to worry about that. If they don't like what I say, then they just won't give me a media pass next year. I'll still find a way to cover the Browns because I'm not going to stop, like you said, being true to what I am. So that's kind of the point that I'm making.
All right. Well, here's another one. When are you going to be satisfied?
I don't know how to answer that question. We're still building and building and building. I mean, you and I started talking about this 6 months ago when I first started. I showed you today when we did the tour of the studio here, when I first started this thing back in May. And again, keep in mind that the show has been on for 5 years, but it was just in May that I left WHK and took it completely independent under my own umbrella. And at the day we started this thing, we were available one place. You could listen to us on Mixlr.com. I had this laptop right here. I went and bought me a USB microphone, and it was a decent little setup, but it was exactly what it was. It was a decent little initial setup. And I mean, you could hear, if you go listen to the initial shows, it was okay, but the quality is definitely not, and I don't mean that in a bad way, the audio quality. Everything is upgraded now because, as you can see, we have now expanded this thing to where I have got a fully functional professional radio studio here. We got multiple computers. We've got everything tied in. We take phone calls. We have everything that we need here, and the distribution, too. I started with just one place to listen to the show. Now, if you want to listen to my show, this is the first time last week we reached the point where if you want to listen to the show, there is no place, there's nobody that can say, I can't listen to your show. We have it on every platform, whether you've got an Android phone, an iPhone, or a regular computer. If you want to listen to the phone, there is a place to listen live. There's a place to listen later. There's a place around the world for you to listen. So that was one of the biggest things, was setting up the distribution network. And now, what we've got in place, it was, some things were fortunate, some things were as planned. But I mean, now between iTunes and iHeartRadio is huge. That's a difference maker right there. And that's not something I could pour out of a bottle. They accepted our show as one of their properties and signed up and brought us on board with them. That's huge, because we talked about leveling the playing field before. It's as level as it can be without being able to turn your radio dial to me, because pretty much, like I said, anyway, if you want to listen to the show, if you're intrigued and go, I'd like to check that out, within 5 seconds, you can check us out.
Well, you know, and I think I probably ought to say a couple of words about that. When you and I spoke before, it ended up being the most read blog post that I have ever written.
Wow.
It's gotten darn near 4,000 views, and it's still growing. And if you're listening to this conversation now and you'd like to read that article, you can point your browser to is.gd/sportsfix. The article is called Giving the Fans a Voice: Secrets of the Sports Fix. We will have another print article based on this conversation probably within 24 hours. But It's worth knowing that I have been here to watch the growth of this program, to watch it gain momentum. What's the one thing you'd like to say to Cleveland sports fans right now?
listen to the Sports Fix every weekday at noon. Oh, you mean other than that?
No, because you can say
that
say
one right there. That one right there, I want everybody to hear. But no, seriously. You know, you and I talked about this off the air, is that sometimes it doesn't matter what it is. When people are looking for an alternative, I joke to you that people will tell you until they're blue in the face that they're ready for something different. Then when something different's there, they keep listening to the same old. I've told you, I'm like, nothing makes me laugh more. You talked about things that surprise me. It's when people will get a hold of me off the air who listen to the show, and they'll tell me every day how much they can't stand this person, that person, this show, and then tell me everything that this person, that show talked about that day. And I'm like, so you can't stand them, but you still go back and listen every day. So, like, one of the hardest things that if for any alternative, whether it's an alternative to McDonald's, to Sports Fix, to whatever it is, it takes a while to get people out of that habit, to get people to try something else. I mean, obviously, you see the best advertising we have is word of mouth. I can honestly tell you that probably 25 to 50% of the people that listen to the show have been turned on by somebody else that they listen to who has said, you got to listen to this guy, et cetera, or whatever, and whether good, bad, or indifferent, and they've gotten them to listen to the show. So, I mean, and that's going to continue to be until the end because we are not corporate. I don't have any money to advertise this thing. I can't put it on a billboard on the side of 71, you know? So we have to guerrilla market this thing the best we can, and nothing, I can tell you to listen to the show, and you might. But if your brother tells you to listen to the show, you really might, you know? So nothing will go as far as that goes. But, I mean, I guess if I had to tell everybody one thing, it's that we truly are something different, but not something different, so different that it's not what you're looking for in sports talk. I'm trying to say this in a way because sometimes people say we're different and they're totally different. It's like being vegan. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, exactly. That's totally different. I'm not saying don't eat meat. I'm saying that we mix in some green vegetables with our meat and everybody has a little bit of everything here, and that's what we try to do. And, you know, I'm telling you, so many people, it's a blessing. So many people, the number one thing that I hear about the show is, man, am I glad that I found you, because I was just so tired of hearing the same things over and over again, and you are completely different.
And this is what I hear all the time, too. Now, you talk about how it's important to, you know, let word of mouth spread the show, so allow me to throw out the words of my mouth. If you're listening to this conversation right now, I want you to tune into the Sports Fix. You'll go to the sportsfix.net. You can also find the program on Mixler, on Spreaker, on iTunes, on iHeartRadio. Am I forgetting any?
SoundCloud.
There you go.
Stitcher.
That's right.
That's most of the major ones anyway.
Right. There's.
And of course, on our social media, I post them like crazy all day long. Facebook and Twitter as well.
That's right. You know, you're on Facebook. Yeah. That's facebook.com/thesportsfix.
That's it.
And twitter.com/thesportsfixcle. CLE.
Yep, the Sports Fix CLE.
Right. And you're all over the place. You're blowing up, J-Rock. And I want you listening out there to this conversation to just keep in mind that we have a show here that legitimately is different, and yet, like you said, is different in the right kind of way.
And you know what, too, is the other thing that we didn't really touch on is that not only is this a good thing for, you know, hearing Cleveland sports fans that get tired of the same thing that they hear every day on their dial, but we have got hundreds and thousands of listeners around the country and around the world because of all the different platforms that we've got that you either used to be from Cleveland or for Cleveland sports fans or whatever. They've moved because of their job, because of their life, and some we stationed military people overseas. I mean, sometimes I'll get hits from the craziest countries and I'll like track them down and be like, where did you hear about the show? It's just amazing. That's one of the coolest things about it too, is it kind of connects Clevelanders all around, man. So, you know, and I look at my job as not just representing Cleveland to the whole world, but presenting Cleveland to the whole world, because I try to look at our show as, let's pretend you don't know the first thing about Cleveland or Cleveland sports, or all you hear is the same garbage you see on TV or national stuff or whatever, then I would prefer that, you know, you listen to what we do and you go, man, you know, I just, again, it all ties into trying to do it differently, but I don't just represent Cleveland. I try to present the side of Cleveland that the world should see. I try to present that to the world.
And there you have it, sports fans. We've got somebody who is not only talking sports, but is representing Cleveland, literally acting as an ambassador for the sports and the city worldwide. Then you want to have a last word, J-Rock, before we close up?
Give it up one time for the Sports Fix, baby.
You betcha. Give it up one time. This has been your moment of clarity. I'm Dr. Ron Graham. I've been with J-Rock. Cheers.
Open Gangnam Style.
Welcome back to the Sports Mix Live. Yeah, we do it Gangnam Style. We do it all kinds of style, baby. On the line, our special guest, Brown's Great. Without this man, there is no Dog Pound. Hanford Dixon.
Hey, big dog. You know, y'all got it going on over there. I'm sitting there watching y'all. Y'all got a good show, man. I've listened to your show a lot, man. I got to compliment you guys. You got a really good show going there.
It's time to get your fix. The Sports Fix.
Open Gangnam Style.